Welcome back to the Virtual Light Broadcast. We'll hear from Steve and the group for the final channel of the day in just a moment. I hope you've enjoyed this time together as much as I have. We've covered a lot, lots to think about, to feel, to move us forward. So let's just begin settling our energy again. Let go of all the thoughts. Just go inside for a moment. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Where you begin your day now is up to you. Take this forward, this energy, everything that you felt and listened to, and do some good in your world. It will return to you many ways. By helping others, you help yourself. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. We join you this day as a collective, for you are reaching a beautiful pinnacle of energy on planet Earth as we speak. There's many waves of different types of energy that come in from different aspects and work in different ways with humans. We've told you about one of these waves back in November of last year, talking about coming in and opening up opportunities to change everything and to shift the base energy on which you all live. That has taken place. But there are also residual waves coming in after, much the same way as if you were to take a very fast speed boat through a lake, a calm lake, you would see many of the ripples, much like they're over my shoulder here, that would continue to come in one after the other. Well, that is taking place here as well. But one of the most beautiful things that we have seen during this wave of energy is the fact that the feminine energy has anchored in a whole new way. Now, you've been very busy, especially with your politics and all the other things that take your attention, and quietly, very quietly, the energy has moved into the base in a different way. And in reality, what has taken place is the feminine energy has come in and anchored in a whole different place. You have made that possible, and we need to tell you, you have been wildly successful at that. You don't see all the results of that right away because it takes time for things to anchor in different ways and for that voice to be heard as a collective, but it's in motion, and you are all responsible for that, because without the space for that to land, the energy would have come, the vibrations would have gone out, and everything would have returned back to normal. That did not happen. And even though you still have a lot of confusion and all the things that are distracting your energy in so many different ways, we tell you, you've anchored something very powerful here. In the months ahead, if you can start to bring this in any way that applies to you, because everyone's going to feel it a little different. Some people are going to feel it as a strength. Other people will almost feel it as a weakness, because if you are moving from the masculine energy, which was defining power as force instead of power as harmony, to step out of that would feel like you're being vulnerable. But we tell you, in that vulnerability is the greatest strength that you can find everywhere. And that is now possible in whole new ways. So when you feel these things, when something comes to you and you have a decision on how you're going to act or react, bring all the energy. And don't just automatically do it. Stop, take a couple of breaths, and think it through. And then act instead of react. And don't be afraid to be vulnerable, because that's where your true strength is. You're going to find all kinds of opportunities opening up in the months ahead because of the work that you've already done. You may think that you are sliding backwards or your society is somehow going in the wrong direction. That's not how it's measured. It's measured one heart at a time, starting with yours. You see, you set the energy for your own world in more ways than you could possibly know. Now, that would sound like you're disconnected from the others, but you're not. It's just your own perception of from which point do you wish to view this game. Do you wish to see it from over here? You can see certain things in this angle, or maybe you want to look over here. All of them offer a different perspective, but know that they're all connected, and all of you are connected. You know, you used to have the golden rule, treat each other the way that you wanted to be treated. Well, makes a lot of sense. Connect back with those basic principles of being really kind to your fellow self, and you will open doors for yourself in all new ways. It is a time of unity, dear ones. As you move from one season to the next, we tell you the energy on planet Earth is also shifting rather drastically right now. It's connecting on the base levels. And although you won't see this show up in your news on a regular basis for the time being, the energy is coming together and it is building. Expect a miracle, dear ones, and we'll help you create it. So with the greatest of honor, we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together in this beautiful new earth. Espavo, dear ones.
Espavo. Well, it has been a good day, and it's just even going to get better. With that kind of attitude, it has to. I'm going to have Steve take over the camera and join him to say our goodbyes.
You can come over to my water.
Okay.
My water. It's the same lake from different perspectives. All right. Well, we had a good day today. It was really a strong connection, and a special thanks to all of you who are a part of that, and all of you who watch this on a regular basis. We know that there are many of you who are members of the family, so to speak, and we don't always get to acknowledge you, but there are so many of you that have been with us almost from the beginning of our work, and we know that. We feel you. We connect with you. Know that it is a rather large family, and it's getting bigger all the time.
Yes, thank you for being a part of our day. We appreciate it, and we love you all.
The connections are growing stronger all the time, but we do need to say a special thanks to a couple of people, so let's see what we got here.
Allison Chester Lambert.
At AllisonChesterLambert.com. I guess I messed her name up. Well, we'll find it. Oh, here we go. There we go. Sorry. I'm on the wrong ones. Here we go.
A special thanks to everybody. Meg Adamson. We thank her a lot.
And that's where you can find out more about her and the private sessions that she does as well.
Allison Chester Lambert.
And there's her website as well. She is a psychological astrologer. Got some awesome overviews.
Elena Era.
She's our graphic artist. She gives us this incredible flavor to this beauty that we present every week. And of course, Nick Pneumaticos, because it's it's the accent's on the last word, if I remember right.
I've been practicing it. I was going to say it today.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No, I'll get it next time.
Okay, Nick.
Love you, Nick.
We got her committed on that one. All right, who else do we have?
Kathy Moran.
Of course, Kathy does it some incredible amount of support services.
Our help desk.
Absolutely.
And everything else.
We also have people who work behind the scenes that you don't get to see very often. This is one.
Gail Harris.
A big part of our organization. Thank you, Gail.
And Steve and Barbara Rother. I know them.
That would be us. Yeah, we also know these guys.
And the group.
Thanks for being with us here today, guys. We had a wonderful little family connection here that has meant the world to us. Thank you for allowing us to play these parts. Thank you for being together and being part of the family.
Here's looking forward to March.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's walk into this with great expectation. Expect a miracle. We'll create it together.
Yes.
Espavo, everybody.
Espavo.